Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yet again, the Jets got exposed, and I didn't want to hear this, BT, because it seems like the same old story, which coaches, which quarterbacks leave and go have success elsewhere. All of a sudden, Jeff Ulbrich has turned the Atlanta Falcons defense into a buzzsaw. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons are playing some excellent defense, shutting down Josh Allen and the Bills last night on Monday Night Football. And not that we thought Ulbrich wasn't a good defensive coordinator, because he was. I would not have elevated him to the head coach when the Jets did whatever they did. But look at what's gone on since Ulbrich has left. So it's not just Saleh. It's also Ulbrich turning that defense into a top defense, where, and the Jets, obviously, defense nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I think they're dead last in the NFL.
Yeah.
Listen, it all goes back to what we always say. And you're right, it's an old story at this point. It's infuriating. But generally, when you leave the Jets, you have a chance to succeed. I mean, their ineptitude just swallows up and suffocates even, you know, incredibly talented and resilient people. That is one thing the Jets are amazing at.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think in real time through how the hell Ulbrich was so bad as he was the worst head coach that I've ever seen. And for those of you
I think he's better than Aaron Glenn.
No, so that's what I was going to say. For those of you who think that Aaron Glenn is bad, we quickly forget how awful Ulbrich was. Like, Ulbrich was awful. He's been a coach for a long time in the NFL. I've never seen somebody take over a team and be that inept for that long. And the way he handled the media, there was nothing about it that was appealing to me. It actually took some of the shine off of what he did so well as a defensive coordinator, which now he's built back up. I think with Aaron Glenn, it's just a rookie head coach who's learning, unfortunately, on the job.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about this morning, and Aaron spoke yesterday when we were on the air, and you know, we kind of sifted through some of this. So we actually played some of it for you. You know, so a day after, you know, a little less raw, maybe a little
regenerating.
Well, I always regenerate, you know that, but maybe a little bit more stable is the word that I would probably reach for at this point. You know, I don't know if I'd use the word proud, but encouraged. I'm slightly encouraged that Aaron was able to stand up there. Not that he had much of a choice, but at least he owned it, you know, and he did say, hey, I would have thrown a Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. Now, he still got some things wrong, like thinking it was a 67-yard field goal. You got to know those things. You can't be off by 3 or 4 yards.
Aren't there people, though, that are in his ear, like, Who's he surrounding himself with?
There's no doubt. There's quality control people. There's,
what are we doing here?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you. You know, I hope, I really, I'm not saying that I believe, but it's my hope that yesterday and even Sunday, it's a period of growth for Aaron. He takes that, he applies that, and he gets better at his job. I mean, he can't be worse at this point. Now, of course, when there's maybe a speck of hope that he's learning on the job favorably, Garrett Wilson's going to miss a couple of weeks. He's got a jacked up knee. So, like, what the hell do the Jets do even against the, if the Jets win against Carolina, it's going to have to be what? 10-6, 10-7? I don't know how they win 40 points without Garrett Wilson.
If they lose, the noise is just going to get louder and louder and louder about Glenn not being the right guy. And eventually, who knows what's going to happen there, but it's not going to work. And then they'll bring in somebody else, and that's not going to work because that's been the pattern forever. The one piece of advice, I don't care what the papers say, what you or I say, what the media says, what the fans say, the one piece of advice I would give to Aaron Glenn, and I really hope that he does this, just stick to being you and believing in yourself, because that's hard to do when the results aren't there and the noise gets louder and louder and louder from everybody.
Yeah.
And then maybe there are people in the building who are trying to change him a little bit. No. I saw it after the game week one, even leading up to all the things that he said leading up to the season. Like, that are those were the things. That is what you want your head coach to be. Now, obviously, he's got to go out there and execute to have some success, which then can truly give him that confidence. Because you can't have the confidence if you're 0-6. It's hard to be like, you. No matter who you are, if you haven't experienced the success before and you believe that you have the right way and you say the right things and you're hell-bent on this the right way and you get smacked in the face to the tune of 0-6, you're going to start questioning yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to weed through that. And even though he could question himself a little bit, learn from his mistakes, and still say at his core, you know what? I know what I believe in is right, and I'm doing it hell or high water, regardless of what the noise is saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you a little bit. I think even incredibly successful people sometimes have some self-doubt that creeps in, even at the highest level. Now, the great ones plow through it, to your point, and they remain married to their core philosophies. But where I would say I would disagree is that he's got to change some things. Because if Aaron Glenn, now not from a football perspective necessarily, although the game matters, been sure. But if Aaron Glenn keeps going up there after these games when he makes mistakes and he's combative with the media, and he's lecturing people like Costello, he's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Gone after 1 year. So when you talk about remaining true to who he is, you just mean from a football point of view, right? Not doing that stupid stuff. There's no way. I mean, that's suicide if he keeps doing this.
I don't care how he, like, why? Why can't he do that? If that's what he truly feels, why can't he do that? That's not the problem. You're focusing on that being the problem.
No, but the real problem, that's not the main focus.
Well,
I just think
well,
it makes
if he
it,
was, if he was 6-0 when he said it, then everybody'd be like, ha-ha,
well, sure.
Glenn's the best. He's ripping the reporters.
Of course, so but this goes back to Belichick, Sal. Yeah. Like, now, Belichick to me is, you know, just an old, he's great, but, like, miserable and what a curmudgeon, right? But it's okay when you win all those rings. If he was trying, that's why when Mangini was pulling that stuff, here right. with the Jets meet, it didn't work because he didn't have the resume. So
yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I just don't want him to. It doesn't really bother me.
It doesn't make
his life easier.
Yeah. Just ignore the noise. Ignore the idiotic questions. Answer them in a terse way.
Okay,
if
so you're with me then. So yeah. Because then if you do it in a less antagonistic way.
Well, think about it this way.
The focus becomes football, which is what he needs.
Okay, but if you believe in something and somebody's trying to question you, whether it's somebody on social media, to you or me, right?
Yep, yep.
Hey, you don't know what you're talking about or this or that. And then even in the beginning, I'm like, no, here's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And then they just don't get it. And there is no winning. At some point, you got to learn, you know what, just let them say what they want. I don't care because it really doesn't matter. That's what Glenn needs to get to. He's in right now the beginning part like, wait a second. I'm telling you, I know what I'm doing. I'm the one who's been a head coach, I'm the one who's been an assistant coach and worked my way up for years, and you, whoever it may be, as long of a writer as you may be, or a radio guy, or whatever, or a fan, you're telling me what to do? Like, I'm sorry, you don't know more than I do. That's where he's at right now, trying to get the point across, like, I know what I'm doing. But the reality is the record is giving the fans or the media something else to combat him.
Yep.
And instead of him trying to combat it, where he's got no leg to stand on right now, just ignore it and go out there and build the team the way you need to do it.
So that's the middle ground. So that's fine. So to me, no, you don't just, whether it's us on social or Aaron, you don't just placate somebody. Nah, if you believe what you right. believe, then you take that to the end of the mountain. You just you do what you got to do. I'm totally with you on that. What I'm saying, though, he did admit that he was wrong based on what he said yesterday. So it's not so much a core philosophy that he is unwaveringly connected to, because the next day he said something different.
Think about this. If they hired an experienced head coach like I wanted them to do from the beginning, none of this would have been like these things. There is no Costello, whoever, not to pick on him, but they're not going to call out John Gruden like that. And if they did, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
And at least Gruden has the resume to back it up.
I agree.
That's part of the issue when you hire somebody with no resume, is that everybody else thinks that they know more than he does because he's never done it before.
Yes, but there's also nuance there. And again, we keep saying Brian's name, but he was the one involved.
Right, yeah.
Brian wasn't telling him what to do. Brian was asking him, you know, why are you remaining with this quarterback? Totally fair question.
Right.
I mean, Justin Fields was historically, literally, no hyperbole, the worst ever.
Right, but I could see
so
how...
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I could see how... Yeah, you could ask the question, sure. And I could see how Glenn would be like, well, why would I do that? He's my starting quarterback. Like, there's also that mentality. Just because you or Costello or the majority of people don't believe it, it doesn't mean that there were people on the other side that could have been like, well, I don't think that's necessarily the right question after this game. Like, me, personally.
Uh-huh.
Me, Sal Licata. I did not... think that they needed to go to Tyrod Taylor. And I don't care if I'm the only one who thinks it. I believe that it wasn't about Tyrod Taylor. It was about the Denver defense and about Aaron Glenn making some poor decisions outside of sticking with the quarterback. So I could maybe see how he was like, well, what kind of question is that? Why are you trying to drum something up in Glenn's mind? I'm not saying
I got you.
Why are you trying to drum that up with the quarterback controversy?
Well, and listen, I told you yesterday that I wasn't going to lie to the audience and say that I thought that they should have gone to Tyrod Taylor. Right. So I was kind of thinking what you were thinking. But now, this is the important next stretch here for Aaron. So we all make mistakes. You have to learn from them. And he seems aware enough and dialed in enough. I believe in his character, and I believe in his football sensibility and his ability to understand New York to eventually get better. Fair, maybe not reflective in the wins and the losses because they don't have a lot now, but eventually to get better at his job. But I would hope, and I want you to answer this, if Justin Fields is holding on to the ball 3-4 seconds and they're not moving the ball, you put Tyrod in this week? I know that I think that Tyrod's better than you do,
right?
But he can't keep making that mistake. He's got 52 guys in that locker room. They have to at least believe that he's giving them a chance to win.
I still believe Justin Fields gives them the best chance to win a football game, but we'll see. Maybe they get to a point where they believe that Tyrod Taylor gives them the best chance to win the football game, and that's when they make the change. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. Jets and Giants, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.